A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm telling you that things are changing. 1.5 million doses in the last 72 hours. That's meaningful change. And we're working with the governors. We're working with everyone to make sure we improve upon this process. I don't want anyone to think I'm being Pollyanna-ish here. There's what we delivered, and we hope that those will be translated into vaccinations. That has not occurred to the way that we would like. But as Tony Fauci has said, this was always going to be the most difficult vaccine rollout in history, even if it wasn't superimposed on a surge and a holiday season.
But we are picking up the pace a little bit at 4 million. You see, the last couple of days have been better. Dr. Kanda Ahmed doesn't need to be explained with things, what's going on, because she's in the middle of it. She's a pulmonologist at NYU Langone. Dr. Ahmed, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian. Happy New Year.
Same to you. In New York in particular, which you're witnessing, how are they doing on the vaccine?
It's much slower than we expected. I mean, inside NYU Langone, we've already vaccinated over a third of the workforce. So those of us that are in big healthcare systems, frontline workers, we're almost all of us are now fully vaccinated. But what we're discovering as physicians is our colleagues that are not in health systems, that are running their own medical practices, or our dentists, the highest risk healthcare workers, or are in unaffiliated institutions, there's no means for them to get the vaccine. And at the same time, watching a country, a small country like Israel, vaccinate almost 40 or 45% of its over 60 population. The half millionth person to be vaccinated in Israel was Jewish. The 1 millionth person was Arab. They're racing through it because they're using stadiums. They're doing drive-in vaccinations. They're opening up public spaces. We've had no plan like that in New York. And I would say it's very disappointing because New York was the world epicenter for this pandemic. So we needed to be on the ball when this vaccine came. And I think there are a lot of politicians thinking or maybe even hoping that the administration could not deliver a vaccine. And they've been caught flat-footed without a proper response. So a lot of slack to make up. Some places in New York City, they're not vaccinating on weekends. I understand they didn't vaccinate it on Christmas. This is something that needs to be 24/7, and huge manpower has to be recruited. We already have private pharmacies that can vaccinate 100 million people a month in the United States, and they're not yet allowed to give the vaccine. So heads need to roll so that we can get on top of this while we watch California submerge with the virus, while we're seeing reports of a new strain in California, Florida, Colorado, and there's a second new strain coming from South Africa, which is very worrying. So we've got no time to waste.
You don't. And the thing is, they're going through Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens because they have the distribution mechanisms. Has that been effective, using the private sector from the federal government to the states?
As far as I'm aware, Brian, I don't know that they've been allowed to deliver that vaccine yet, unless there's been some news in the last few hours. So I know that they are ready. And I know that pharmacists not only know how to deliver the vaccine, but also know how to document it. It's not just getting a vaccine. It's also recording it. That's why, for instance, in Israel, the military could not give the vaccine because they couldn't record in the electronic medical records. So there's many steps to this. And certainly the people that are texting me, which are mostly physicians outside of other systems, have not been able to go to a local pharmacy, and they're at the highest risk. We're now telling Americans, please go and see your doctor if you think you've got COVID, go get screened. And those doctors in many urgent care facilities and private centers can't get the vaccine. So as far as I know, New Yorkers are not getting it at their local Walgreens. That would be news to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they ship through there, if I'm reading Operation Warp Speed correctly. So in the last 72 hours...
My understanding was that Warp Speed was actually shipping to healthcare centers and hospitals, which already had mechanisms for vaccine storage and then had the advanced freezers. But now to get it to a pharmacy would probably not be difficult. The thing is to get the public to the pharmacy. One physician made a very important comment to me. We've seen zero commercials on the vaccine. We need public messaging. There are many people within the healthcare workforce that are not taking the vaccine because they have the same fears as the public. So there's many missing pieces to this that need to be quickly rectified.
29% of healthcare professionals said they will not take it. What do you people know that we should?
You know, I think that you have to think about healthcare workers. Many of them are we're all ordinary people. And in fact, my own co-workers, not physicians, I'm not seeing this in the physician body, but non-physician co-workers expressed a lot of fear, and they watch me get the vaccine, watch me talk about it on your show, and then understand how safe it is. We need to inspire confidence, but a lot of the health professionals also know how severe and how deadly COVID-19 can be. I think that many obvious barriers were not anticipated. We need to give confidence to the healthcare workforce. I say to my colleagues, if we don't take it, how can we expect the public to take it?
Now, let me ask you,
another thing that's unnerving us, Brian, is the news from Britain, where they're now spreading out the distance between the two doses, which Pfizer-BioNTech said today there's zero evidence that it's going to be as safe or as effective if you spread out the two shots 3 months instead of 3 weeks. And so now I'm worried that there will be another barrier for both health professionals and the public to not want to take the vaccine.
Yeah,
it's
when you do
be
an FDA,
done according to protocol.
Right. If you have an FDA study, you got to do it the way the FDA approved it, or it's not going to be effective. That should not even be an issue. I don't understand that. I just think that's something beyond our control that I didn't think would be up to see hospitals change. I can understand the frustration, but it's the only thing that got approved, those two shots within 3 weeks. Why don't we have AstraZeneca
from that? It's not happening in the United States yet, but people are speaking about the Moderna vaccine in that fashion. And in Britain, they've even done mixing and matching. So I'm getting my colleagues from Britain talking to me about the total pandemonium in this change. We spent a year last year saying the vaccine couldn't come, nobody could safely approve it. Now we finally got emergency use authorizations in Europe, UK, US, and now we're not following those. It's not something to do with doctors. This is total failure of government leadership and government integrity, both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah, non-doctors can't make the... Well, real quick, 10 seconds. Why don't we have the AstraZeneca?
You know what? I don't know why we don't have it yet. I know that our FDA process is always a little bit slower. We have already pre-purchased massive amounts of Pfizer, BioNTech, over 100 million doses.
All right. I think that hopefully we'll talk next week. They got it down. Dr. Achmed, thanks so much.